she'd be answering.
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。 上期节目中我给大家留下了一个悬念， Dan 和 Nate 都去 Serena 家里找她，可惜她不在，那么她究竟在哪呢？下面我们就来找一找 Serena 的踪迹。
Hey Serena.
Hey, I got 2 bone dry caps and Audrey.
I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over
I called you. But it's Sunday morning. Coffee, croissants, breakfast at Tiffany's. It's our tradition.
I have new traditions now.
Well, they're not traditions if they're new. Look, Blair, I'm really trying to make an effort here. I thought everything was good between us.
It was. Before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
How'd you find out?
Nate told me.At least he felt he owed it to me to tell the truth.
I don't know what to say.
Don't bother saying anything. I wouldn't believe you anyway.
Serena's visit was short and apparently not very sweet. But you know what is? Revenge. We hear it's best served cold. Who's hungry?
Okay, 原来 Serena 在 Blair 的家里。 She got 2 bone dry caps and Audrey. Bone dry, B-O-N-E.D-R-Y, 中间有连接符连接 Bone 有骨骼的意思，但是很少有人知道它还可以指香烟。而 dry 一般来说呢，它表示干燥的，其实它也还有一个意思是敬酒的。比如说 The ship was dry and no liquor was allowed. 船上是敬酒的，不准卖含酒精的饮料。那么 bone dry 连在一起呢，有两个意思，第一个是绝对敬酒的，第二个是极干燥的。取第二个意思的时候呢，它也相当于 as dry as a bone, as dry as a bone, 十分干燥，干透了。比如说 We badly need some rain, my garden is as dry as a bone, 我们急需些雨水，我的花园干透了。好，剧本里的 bone dry caps 是什么意思呢？ caps, C-A-P-S,不要以为它是指帽子，这里的 cap 是指 cappuccino, 卡布奇诺咖啡 cappuccino。 OK, 那么 bone dry caps 指的就是无泡沫无奶的卡布奇诺咖啡。好， I got 2 bone dry caps and Audrey. Audrey, O-U-D-R-E-Y, 人名。这里呢 Serena 是说她带来了奥黛丽赫本 Audrey Hepburn 的电影。 OK, Blair 现在对 Serena 的气还没有消，所以她说I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over. I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over. Blank, B-L-A-N-K. 做动词呢是指使什么什么模糊、空白。做形容词则是空白的、空虚的。要说我不知道，除了说 I don't know 以外呢，我们还可以说 My mind is blank. My mind is blank. 我不知道。Blair 说的则是 I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over. 这句话我们也可以用到自己的口语中，表示我对什么什么没有印象，我不记得什么什么了。 I am totally blanked on the part where 怎样怎样。 I am totally blanked on the part where 怎样怎样。或者呢，用现在完成时 I must have totally blanked on the part where. I must have totally blanked on the part where. 好，Blair 说的是我有请你过来吗？我自己怎么都不记得呢？ Invite somebody over, 请某人过来。 Invite somebody over. I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over. 我有请你过来吗？我自己怎么都不记得呢？ Alright, Serena 解释道， I called you, 我给你打过电话。 Blair, it's Sunday morning. Blair, 这可是周日的早晨。 Coffee, croissants, breakfast at Tiffany's is our tradition. Croissant,C-R-O-I-S-S-A-N-T, 羊角面包，法国的新月形面包。Breakfast at Tiffany's, 这是奥黛丽赫本1961年的一部电影，蒂凡尼的早餐， Breakfast at Tiffany's, 这些呢稍微了解一下就可以了。Serena 觉得喝咖啡、吃羊角面包以及看蒂凡尼的早餐是他们的习惯。然而 Blair 冰冷冷地说， I have new traditions now, 我另有新的习惯了。 I have new traditions now.然后 Serena 敞开心扉说 Well, they are not traditions if they are new. 如果是新的那就不算习惯，说得很有道理。 Look Blair, I'm really trying to make an effort here. 听着 Blair, 我在努力地挽救你我的关系。 Make an effort 或者 make efforts 都是做出努力的意思。 Make efforts to do something, 努力做某事。接着来， I thought everything was good between us. 我觉得我们之间的一切都是那样的美好，我很怀念我们过去美好的一切。好， Blair 说， It was before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend. 过去是这样的，但是那是在我发现你跟我的男朋友发生关系之前。 OK, Serena 问道， How to find out? 你怎么知道的？ Blair 说是 Nate 告诉他的。 Nate told me. At least he felt he owed it to me to tell the truth. At least he felt he owed it to me to tell the truth. 至少他还觉得对我有愧，告诉我了事实。At least, 至少 at least. O-O-W-E, 欠。生活中有人帮了我们大忙呢，我们经常会说 I owe you one, 我欠你一个人情。 I owe you one, 我欠你一个人情。如果要说欠某人多少钱呢，直接在 owe 后面加上钱数。比如说 You owe me $3, 你还欠我三块钱。 You owe me $3. 好， owe to, 归功于。 owe to,比如说 All I am or can be I owe to my angel mother. 我之所有我之所能都归功于我天使般的母亲。非常美丽的句子，对妈妈说吧， All I am or can be I owe to my angel mother. 我之所有我之所能都归功于我天使般的母亲。 All I am or can be I owe to my angel mother. Remember? 好，现在该是 Serena 惭愧的时候了。 I don't know what to say. 我不知道该说什么。然后 Blair 说Don't bother saying anything. 首先来讲一下 Don't bother, 不用麻烦了，可以单独使用。比如说人家看你手上提着很多东西来帮你提，你觉得自己还能够承担，可以客气地说 No, don't bother, I can do it myself. 不用费心了，我自己来就可以了。 No, don't bother, I can do it myself. Don't bother somebody 则是别烦某人，别打扰某人的意思。 Don't bother somebody. 比如说Don't bother the professor while she is grading term papers. 当教授评学期试卷时，不要打扰他。Don't bother the professor while she is grading term papers. Okay? Don't bother to do something, 或者 don't bother doing something. 别费心来做某事。去别人家里做客，你为了表示礼貌，吃完饭后呢，主动地帮主人洗碗。那么主人也会相当客气地说 Don't bother to wipe up the dishes, just put them on the table.碟子不用擦干了，把它们放在桌上就行。Don't bother to wipe up the dishes, just put them on the table. OK, 继续来听 Blair 说了什么。Don't bother saying anything, 别费神了。Don't bother saying anything, I wouldn't believe you anyway. 不管怎样，我都不会再相信你了。I wouldn't believe you anyway. 好，那这里我们知道这两个曾经相当要好的朋友之间的矛盾好像是不可化解了。来听听绯闻女孩最后的评论。Serena's visit was short and apparently not very sweet. Apparently, A-P-P-A-R-E-N-T-L-Y, 显然的。Serena 的拜访很短暂，还碰了一鼻子的灰。Serena's visit was short and apparently not very sweet. 你知道这叫什么吗？ Revenge, we hear it's best served cold. Revenge.R-E-V-E-N-G-E 报复复仇，君子报仇十年不晚。 Revenge is a dish best served cold. Revenge is a dish best served cold. 君子报仇十年不晚，这句话的字面意思是报仇是道菜，最好等到凉了再上桌，其实就是中文里的君子报仇十年不晚。 OK, Revenge is a dish best served cold.绯闻女孩则将它稍微改变了一下。 Revenge, we hear, is best served cold. Who's hungry? 谁饿了呢？意思就是复仇是道菜，最好等到它冷了再上桌。但是谁饿了呢？谁等不及要吃这道菜了呢？其实就是我们常说君子报仇十年不晚，但是谁按捺不住想要报仇了呢？好了，似乎往后闹剧会一场场的上演，我们在以后的节目中再来给大家慢慢的说故事。今天的节目就到这里，我是 Kenneth, 咱们下一期节目不见不散。 XOXO, 再见。
Blair! Hey! Serena!
Hey, I got two bone dry caps and Audrey.
I must have totally blanked on the part where I invited you over.
I called you. Blair, it's Sunday morning. Coffee, croissants, breakfast at Tiffany's. It's our tradition.
I have new traditions now.
Well, they're not traditions if they're new. Look, Blair, I'm really trying to make an effort here. I thought everything was good between us.
It was. Before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
How'd you find out?
Nate told me. At least he felt he owed it to me to tell the truth.
I don't know what to say.
Don't bother saying anything. I wouldn't believe you anyway.
Serena's visit was short and apparently not very sweet. But you know what is? Revenge. We hear it's best served cold. Who's hungry?